So I always thought I'm very, very handsome.
所以呢，我一直都认为呢，我是非常英俊的。
When I was dating Susan that time, and their family members, they thought, "Why do you find such a short guy and not handsome?"
那我当时跟苏神约会的时候，他的家里人说：“哎，你怎么找了一个这么矮小的一个男生呢？”
So they told me, I said, "I'm very handsome."
他们这么跟我说的，可是我说我很英俊啊。
Don't you know the great people in the history, they are all short?
拿破仑，你知道英俊就是历史上有名的人都是很矮的吗？
I'm much taller than Napoleon.
我比拿破仑还高一些呢。
I'm taller than the Song Zhongshan, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
So, you know, as our Father, Heavenly Father, give us such confidence.
那我们的天父呢，给我们这样子的信心。
You know, when we were singing these songs, we know that the life is hard. It's true.
我们刚刚唱这首歌，我们知道呢，我们的生活呢是有困难。
When we become a Christian, sometimes we also feel there's some complaints to the Lord.
那我们作为基督徒，有时候我们也会向神抱怨。
Now, when we think carefully, why we complain?
那我们想的时候，我们为什么要抱怨呢？
Once there was a sister, she said, "Now I complain a lot to the Lord."
那有一个姐妹就说：“哎呀，我最近老是跟神抱怨。”
Then she said, "I know because I'm close to Him."
Yeah. 那我知道是因为我与他更亲近了。
You know, you never complain to a people who's not close to you.
那因为你常不会跟一个你不认，就是不太熟悉的人来抱怨。
Do you go to the street, get somebody's eye, you complain? No.
你会去外面随便找一个就不认识的人去跟他抱怨一下吗？
So you know it's not a bad thing you complain to the Lord.
其实呢，如果你跟神抱怨呢，其实并不是一件坏事。
Just remember, don't complain to people that much.
但是呢，要记得不要抱怨其他的人。
Don't complain God to other people.
不要就是对别人来抱怨神。
But you can bring your sorrows and troubles to God.
但是呢，你可以把你的这个痛苦难呢，你的痛苦呢，告诉神。
Because He's able to take it.
因为他可以来帮你担当。
He's our Father.
他是我们的父。
He's our Lord. He can take it.
他是我们的父，我们的主，他可以来为我们担当。
You know, if we dump on other people are not able to take it.
如果我们把这些我们的垃圾呢放在别人身上，那别人没有办法帮我们扛。
I remember I used it to complain to the Lord a lot.
我记得我以前呢，常常就对主来抱怨。
I don't complain, Lord, to other people, because I fear God.
我不会就是把对人呢来抱怨神，因为我很敬畏主。
I complain to Lord, Lord, who am I? I'm just a mere man. Why could you leave me alone?
那我就跟神抱怨，我说神啊，我只是个人，为什么要给我这样这么多事情让我担当？你能不能就是让我能够安静会呢？
So this is a children's feelings.
那这个就是一个孩子的一个感受。
When your children complain to you.
当你的孩子向你抱怨的时候。
Because they know they have a father, mother they can complain to.
因为他们有一个父母可以来，他们可以倾诉。
It's not because their life is bad, worse than orphans, but because they have the right, now they have a family, and someone who loves them to complain to.
不是因为他们的生活不好，因为呢，他们是像不像孤儿，他们有一个父母可以能够就是倾诉。
Is it now Christians when we complain? It's different from when we were not Christians.
那我们作为基督徒呢，我们抱怨的时候呢，跟我们不是基督徒抱怨是有一个很大的区别。
Sometimes we say, "Why I become a Christian, life is harder."
那有时候我们说，哎，为什么我们成为基督徒以后，我们的生活反倒变得更困难了呢？
It's not harder, but it's because our expectations are different.
并不是生活变得更困难，而是呢，我们的期待呢变得不一样。
Actually, now the life is much, much better than before.
其实呢，我的生活呢跟以前比呢是更好。
Before you were orphan, nobody looked after you.
以前呢，你们是孤儿，没有人能够看顾你们。
Just like, think about orphans. Go to the dumpster, they find some food to eat.
那就想想看，流浪汉呢，就是在那个垃圾堆里找一些吃的东西。
And fight on the streets.
或者是在街上来打架。
They don't complain. Because they have no one to complain to.
They
just snatch their teeth. And snatch their fist. And they're ready to fight. They forget their pain. Continue to do all sorts of things. They didn't complain because they know there's nowhere to complain. We were like that because when we're not Christians, we just fight. A life is actually much, much worse than now. Life was falling apart. Many people fight, or spouse fight with each other. And lots of things happen. But when we become a Christian, we sometimes think our life is hard. Why our life is hard, Lord? Actually, our life is much better, but because we have a father we could complain to. My kids always complain to me sometimes. I'm happy that they complain to me. You know, if one day they didn't want to complain to me, that means they are distant from me. So be happy, be encouraged when you complain to the Lord. That means your relationship with the Lord is close. So today, once again, we want to talk about now we need to give the Lord a big measure. Last time we talked about, I think we still continue on this topic. Now, when we talk about measures, we have different kind of measures. In Jesus' days, they have a bushel.
那在耶稣的时代呢,
they have the small one called different names, anyways, 生.
So they have smaller measurement too.
And so sometimes you do the business, you use a big measure.
那呢,你要做生意的时候呢, 你可能需要一个大的一个容器来量。
Sometimes you use a, when you do cooking, you use a small measure.
那你做饭的时候呢, 你可以用小一点的, 像量杯。
So Jesus said that when you come to the Lord will use your measure to measure it to you.
那在圣经说呢,耶稣说,你用什么量器量给人,我也不用什么量器量。
Now we can turn to Mark 4:24-25.
那我翻到马可福音第四章二十四、二十五节。
And here the Lord says that consider carefully what you hear.
又说你们所听的要留心。
Consider carefully what you hear.
你要所听的你们要留心。
That means you need to really listen carefully.
意思就是你真的要好好的听。
With the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
And even more.
并且要多给。
Whoever has will be given more.
因为有的还要给他。
Whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken from him.
没有的连他所有的也要夺去。
Here the measure you use, basically no matter what you use or you bring to the Lord, it means the same. You use to measure to other people, you use to bring to the Lord, that's the measure you use.
那这个量器就是你用什么量器量人，或者是量器量给神，那神也是同样的用这个量器量给你。
You know, when we come to the Lord, Lord expect, want us to bring a big measure.
那我们来到神面前的时候，神希望我们给他一个更大的量器。
You know, I gave example last time. There was a time when we were kids, we go to a garden. You know, apples. They have full of apples.
那我刚上星期呢，我讲了一个例子，就是我们小时候呢，去一个就是苹果园。
Suddenly, this owner says, "You can take as much as you can. Just pick it."
那这个果园的主人呢，就说，哦，你可以拿，所以就是你能够拿多少苹果，你就可以拿。
Someone has a big bag. Oh, they just put 20-40 apples in the bag.
那有些人呢，背了一个大书包，所以他们就把20-30个苹果都装到那个书包里去。
And someone didn't bring anything, just use their clothes. Okay, put 5.
那我没有衣服，没有带包的，就拿衣服这个量一下，就拿了几个，五六个。
You cannot put any more.
因为你不能拿更多了。
You regret it. Why didn't I bring a basket, big bucket?
那我们就很后悔啊，为什么没有拿一个大的筐啊？
Now why we didn't bring?
为什么我们没有拿呢？
Because we use a measure to measure this owner. He's a stingy guy. He won't give us anything.
因为呢，我们是用我们自己的量器来量的这个人，因为我们认为他是个吝啬的人，所以我们没有拿东西去。
So the Lord says you need to bring a big measure. Whatever you bring, I will measure to you even more.
所以呢，我们需要在神面前呢拿一个更大的量器，然后他同样量器呢还会甚至给我们更多。
You know the Lord is very big. He's very rich.
那我们的神呢是一个很大的神，是一个富有的神。
In the coming days, we need to experience the Lord's richness, and we have to.
那我们在将来日子呢，我们要来就是感经历神的这样子的大能，这样子的富足，还有更多的经历。
Now, if you talk to your friends, you who's a property owner, people are talking about the interest, you know.Watching the videos about the experts talking about interest.
那呢，你们如果是有房产的人呢，你的朋友了，他们现在常常要谈论的一个问题就是关于这个利率，因为利率在涨，所以你在网上也是听他们都在讲这些。
So the experts says this is very much like the situation in 1929, the big recession.
那呢，就是
before the big recession.
那呢，经济学家呢就说这段时间呢就特别像那20年代的当时的那个美国的经济的那个大低谷。
And it is that it's even could be worse because a lot of uncertain issues.
那呢，他们甚至说呢，可能这个情况比当时还要严重，因为有很多不确定的因素。
So in 1922, 20% of people lost their jobs.
那在1929年的时候呢，有大概20%的人失去了工作。
Many people become homeless.
那很多人呢，都当时就无家可归了。
And many banks, thousands of banks went bankrupt.
那有上千的银行呢，都破产。
So the experts, they analyze this, said, now we are facing that.
那呢，现在呢，就是专家呢就觉得说，我们现在也是像当时一样。
And the expert says normally the interest rate will never go down until they beat the inflation rate.
那呢，他们说这个利率呢不会降低，直到呢这个通货膨胀呢有所改善。
Because this is a higher inflation period, it's different from other low inflation period. They must beat the inflation rate.
因为呢，我现在这个通货膨胀太严重，就是我一直不像原来的时候，所以呢，这个通货膨胀呢一定要被压下去。
So the interest rate must be higher than the inflation rate for a period of time.
所以呢，这个利率一定要高于这个通货膨胀的这个率。
So whatsoever, basically, all the experts are going to. They said you get prepared.
那个所有人都是让我们要专家都说我们要预备好。
Hard times are coming.
那个困难的时候呢要来。
But we Christians, we need to know we have a Lord.
那作为我们基督徒呢，我们要知道我们有一位主。
Who has everything?
他有所有的。
Everything in heaven on the earth belongs to him.
所有天上地上的呢都是属于他。
He does not create the earth to give it to Satan.
他没有把创造这个世界呢，是把这个东西交给撒旦的。
Satan have the right is because people give it to him. Remember that.
那撒旦呢有这个权利呢，是因为我们人呢把这个权利给了他。
Because at the beginning, Adam believed Satan more than believing God.
因为呢，起初呢，亚当呢相信撒旦多过于相信神。
But today, no matter Christians or non-Christians alike, if we bring a big measure to God, God will measure to us.
那不管是基督徒还是非基督徒呢，当我们今天把更大的容器给神呢，神就会把那个更多的加给我们。
Not just in finance.
不仅仅只是在经济上。
Finance is a visible area, but which is not the most important area.
那这个经济上的这个两给呢是。是一个一方面，但不是单单的一方面。
So the most important is our spiritual inheritance, our soul, the wellness of our soul. Out of that overflows whatever we need. The Lord will give it to us.
那更重要的就是我们灵魂，我们的身心灵的这个精神上的需求，因为我们
外面的是里面的出来。
对。
So the Lord wants us to bring a big measure.
所以呢，神希望我们给他一个更大的量器。
Because he's expecting you guys bring a big measure.
因为呢，他的期盼的期望就是说，我们人他来到他的面前，给他一个更大的一个量器。
He's telling the people outside there right now sleeping on the street making money, you guys bring a big measure. But some listen, some won't.
那呢，他对那个街上的流浪汉的那些。在工辛苦劳作的人说：“你来，我给我一个更大的量器。”可是这些人没有，有的人听到，有的人没有听到。
We are the ones so blessed. We responded to his call.
那我们呢是幸运的，因为我们听到了神的话，然后我们也向他回应。
So today we come here to worship him.
所以我们今天来到这里来敬拜他。
Because we use a big measure to measure God.
因为我们用一个更大的量器来量神。
People out there, God wants to bless them, but they use a very small measure to measure God.
那外面的那些人呢？他们也想来到神的面前，可是呢，他们拿了一个很小的量器来量。
Or even they don't use any measure to measure God. They don't think God is relevant to me.
那甚至都不拿量器，因为他们觉得神与他们没有关系。
So that's why they cannot receive the Lord's blessing.
所以他们没有办法领受神来的祝福。
And you will see from the media some people get rich or this or that. Do you think they are really rich?
那呢，你可以看到媒体有些人说，哦，这个人突然变得很有钱，或者是怎样。你真的认为他们是富有的吗？
I still remember this brother once he talked to me from his heart about richness.
那我还记得有一个弟兄呢，跟我从他讲他自己从心里的看法关于就是富足。
He is one of the richest guy in Canada.
那这个人呢是在加拿大，就是
he's not a businessman. According to the salary, he goes to the top. He's working for the government.
他是一个政府的官员呢。那他不是一个生意人，但是他的收入呢是非常非常高的。
Every night he has nightmares.
那每天晚上他都做噩梦。
And somehow one day he wanted to talk to me. We talked. He said something.
那有他有一天他想跟我说一些话，然后他就跟我说这个事情。
He come to my house. He said, Pastor Bing, I'm very sure I'm richer than you.
他来到我的家，他就说啊，王敏牧师，我非常肯定我比你有钱。
I said, Of course.
我说当然。
And he also said, I'm also very sure that you are happier than me.
但是呢，他就说我非常肯定呢，你比我更喜乐。
I also said, of course.
我说是的。
It's obvious because I have God.
为什么呢？因为很轻易，而且因为我有神呢。
So, being rich or not is not for people to see.
那呢，你有不有钱呢？不是说给其他人看的。
We Christians need to remember this. We do everything not for people to see.
那我们作为基督徒，我们要知道这一点。我们做的事情呢，不是给别人看的。
The God's blessings will come to bless our being, bless our family, bless our relationships. It will flow out to bless others. They will feel, not to see.
那呢，就神给我们的祝福呢，是给我们个人的祝福，给我们家庭，给我们人际关系的祝福。那这个祝福呢，也会带给其他人。 是给别人感受，不是给人看。
Not just see with the eyes, you know.
不是只是眼睛里看到。
How much money you have?
不是看到你有多少钱呢？
So here there's a, I use another example in the Bible to know how important it is to bring a big measure to the Lord.
那我这里在用圣经的另一个经节来讲，我们怎么样把更大的量器量给神。
Again, we go to Mark 5:21-34.
那我们翻到马可福音第五章。
21 to 34. 21节。34节。I ask Anna to read the Chinese. You can read English yourself.
耶稣坐船又渡到那边去，就有许多人到他那里聚集。他正在海边上，有一个管会堂的人，名叫雅鲁，来见耶稣，就俯伏在他的脚前，再三的求他说：“我的小女儿快要死了，求你去按手在她身上，使她痊愈，得以活了。”耶稣就和他同去，有许多人跟随拥挤他。有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。他听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，砸在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。于是他血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来说：“谁摸我的衣裳？”门徒对他说：“你看众人拥挤你，你还说谁摸我吗？”耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人，那女人就知道自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来俯伏在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”
Thank you. You see, here we are reading a story in the Bible that how this woman.
那我们这里讲看到了这个，就是圣经里讲的这个女人。
When she come to touch Jesus' clothes, and she's healed.
当她来触摸耶稣的衣服的时候呢，她又得了医治。
Without Jesus, even praying for her.
甚至就是耶稣都没有为他来祷告。
You know, when we Christians sometimes we read these stories, sometimes we get too familiar, we don't think.
那我们这个基督徒常常我们因为读这些太多次了，甚至我们读了以后都不太去想它。
Now we will talk about later about this familiarity. Some people say we are too familiar, we do not really believe. We will talk.About a little bit later.
那呢，我们之后呢会讲到，当我们对这个什么一些东西太熟悉的时候呢，我们可能就不太相信了。之后我们会讲到这个。
So when we read this Bible, we need to read it fresh.
那我们当我们读这个圣经的时候呢，我们要有新鲜的角度去读。
This is something happened, truly happened.
那这个呢是一个真实发生的事情。
It's still happening today.
那今天呢也还在发生。
I want to tell you a similar story happened in our days.
那我想给你一个例子呢，就是在我们生活当中是发生的一件事情。
About maybe 20 years ago, I was a new Christian. I always like to share gospel everywhere.
那我20年前呢，我当时是个新的基督徒，然后呢，我常常就是很喜欢。
I just want to tell you, I met a man. He tell a similar story.
那我就是讲了，当时我遇到一个人，他就讲了一个非常相似的一个故事。
So I met this man on the subway. I was sharing gospel to him, and he's a Chinese. And later on, found out his home is close to where I live.
那我当时呢是在一个地铁上呢，有一个中国人，我就跟他讲福音。然后呢，后来我发现了，哎，他住的地方呢，跟我以前住的地方很近。
He's a very amazing man because he's one of those very few people who.Was educated in China, but become a professor in McGill University. He's a little bit older than me.
他 是一个非常少数的，他是在中国受的教育，后来呢在 McGill 大学呢成为了一个讲师。
I would just love to share gospel, make friends.
那我很喜欢传福音，很喜欢就是交朋友。
One day I was talking to him at his home.
那有一天我在他家跟他聊天的时候。
About miracles.
讲关于就是神迹。
He said, you know, as I experienced God's miracles before.
他就说，哎，我以前呢有经历过神的神迹。
Somehow he didn't want to follow Jesus.
可是呢，他却不想跟随耶稣。
Until even I left, we didn't see each other for a long time. I knew that he didn't want to follow Jesus, but he experienced miracles from God.
那呢，甚至我都离开了很久呢，我也知道他还不想跟随耶稣，可是呢，他却是真实的经历过神迹。
He said when he was in China.
他说他在中国的时候呢。
You know that time, go to university is a big thing, very big thing in the.Late 70s and early 80s.
那当时在七十年代末八十年代初呢，就是去上大学呢是一件非常大的事情。
Going to university is like a fight, such a fierce battle to fight. You just work so hard to beat everybody to go to university.
那当时呢，就是进大学呢，就好像一个战争一样，大家就是非常努力的学习，也只有很少的人能够考上大学。
You know, my brother, who was 4 years older than me, he was the only guy in the whole high school out of 600 people to go to university.
那我的
my brother,
我的哥哥呢，比我大四岁呢，他是当时唯一一个，就是在600人中间的一个高中呢，唯一一个上大学的。
You think how serious it is, the fight.
那你想想看，那当时就是多难去上大学，这个征战。
So this friend, he said a story, very interesting story to me, how God helped him.
那这个人呢，就分享了，就是一个故事呢，怎么样神来帮助他。
Even though he was not a believer.
即使他不是一个信主的人。
He said, because the whole family, very poor, tried to just support him to...You know, to eventually pass the test to go to university. So, whole family, you know, all the money, all the resources to go to him.
那呢，当时他的家里很穷，可是呢，所有他们把所有的资源呢，都集中在这个人身上，想让他上大学。
Indeed, he worked very hard also.
那他自己呢，也非常的努力。
You know, he's the one to really want to thank the whole family.And want to also be successful for the family.
他呢也希望呢，就是对得起家里人。他真的也希望就是回馈给家人。
So one day there is a very very important test.
那有一天呢，有一个非常重要的考试。
This test will determine his fate.
那这个考试呢，就决定他的命运。
So in the countryside, he was riding a bicycle. You know, in China those days, for hours to go to the test.The room, is that right?
那他、就是、
building.
那他这个他在当时在乡下，他就骑了一个自行车呢，骑很久几个小时呢，去来这个考场。
So, in a bit of winter and it was so cold.
那当时是冬天，非常的冷。
After he parked his bicycle and go to the room and open the test, start writing.His hands are totally frozen, couldn't move.
那当他呢把他的自行车停下来，要走到考场以后呢，发现他的手冻住了，都写不了字。
He couldn't move the pen.
他没有办法动这个笔。
So he suddenly, he felt something. He said, "You know, the whole family, their hope is on me."
那他就觉得哦，家里所有的希望都在他这个人身上。
He was so desperate.
那他就觉得很痛苦。
He started crying.
他就开始哭。
He just looked to the heaven. He said, "God." He didn't know God, but he just prayed. He said, "God, please help me."
他就抬头望了天，他就祷告。虽然他也不认识神，他就说：“神啊，帮助我。”
He didn't know God. He was an atheist.
他不认识神，他是一个就是无神论者。
But after he prayed, suddenly.He found he's able to write.
他祷告完以后发现，哎，可以写了。
And you can imagine today he became a professor in McGill University. He passed that test. very good results, very good, you know.
那 你也知道他现在已经成为了 麦吉尔大学的一个讲师，那他当时肯定是过了他这个考试。
It's a professor, it's not just a teacher.
他是一个教授。
And he said, oh, yeah, I know God is true, God's power is true.
他说、哦、我知道神是有能力的。
However, he didn't follow Jesus. I don't know why, but that's another story. But I want you guys, everybody, to bring a big measure to the Lord.
那 他现在还是不信神，但是他有经历神迹，所以呢，我是想鼓励大家要来到神面前，给他一个大的量级。
You know, this is a story tells us about the truth in the Bible. God loves everybody.
那这个是圣经里讲的一个神迹，就是神呢是爱我们每一位的。
The Bible said, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved."
那呢圣经上说呢，任何就是呼求主名的呢都要得救。
He brought a big measure to God when he needed this test.
那呢他就是需要考试的这个时候呢，他拿了一个大的量器来。
I hope he later on bring another measure to God.But it seems he didn't.
那我也当然希望他之后呢能够拿更大的量器量身，可是他还没有。
I think I still need to pray for him. He's somewhere not in Canada, maybe in Singapore, somewhere a professor.
那他现在这个人，我还继续为他祷告。他现在应该不是在加拿大当教授，他应该是去了新加坡当教授。
Anyways, I you know, the Lord want to give everybody good stuff.
那神呢是希望给每一个人好的东西。
那 this lady in the Bible，
那这个血漏的妇人呢
？She has such a faith。
她有这样的信心。
You can say she has such a desperate desire。
那你可以说呢，她有一个这样子啊极大的一个渴慕。
She's in a desperate situation。
因为她在一个非常困难的环境当中。
And she has suffered in the hands of the doctors, but nothing getting better. It's been get worse.
那呢，她在就是很多医生手下受了很多苦，她并没有得到医治，反倒呢就是越来越糟糕。
But what happened is that even Jesus didn't know, but miracles happened because of her longing and desire.
可是呢，这里呢，其实耶稣都不知道，可是他就得了医治，只是因为他的这样子的一个渴慕。
She put the trust totally in the Lord.
他把这样的信心呢，就是完全放在主的身上。
You know, this is an amazing story.
那这是一个很奇妙的事。
Just like my friend, he didn't know God, he didn't believe in God, but at that desperate moment.He prayed to God. God answered his prayer.
就像我刚才那个朋友，虽然他不信神了，可是在他这个困难当中，他向神祈求的时候，神就给了他。
That's our God.
那这就是我们的神。
Even people later on didn't follow him, he still helped them.
那即使呢，后来这些人没有来跟随他，他还是愿意去帮助。
But it is a sad thing because some people later on they didn't bring any measures to God. They just live on their own.
那这是很可惜的，很多人呢就是不再以量器量神了，他就只是用自己的方法来活着。
We pray that Christians will not be like that. We always come close to God.
那我们就祷告了，我们基督徒呢不像这样，我们可以一直的来到神的面前。
And it's better for us to build up a wonderful relationship with the Lord.
那我们跟神建立一个美好的关系是非常重要的。
As a father-son relationship.
像一个父亲呢与儿子的一个关系。
And not just someone if I need him, I will call him.
不是说我需要他我才跟他打电话的这样的。
You know, in the world, if you just do that, people won't answer you. You know, when you need me, just call me, but the other times you don't even talk to me.
那我如果在真的人际关系中的话，那个人可能都不会理你。你需要他的时候你才跟他打电话，平常你也不跟他问候一下。
I think our father is not like that, but he will still answer you, but you missed a lot.
那我们的天父呢不像这样子呢，他当然还是会来就是呼求来答应你的呼求，可是呢他希望你跟他建立一个更多的关系。
This lady here with this bleeding problem, of course she's not a Christian. She's not following Jesus before that time, you know.
那这个血漏的妇人，但她当时肯定也不是一个基督徒，她也并没有跟随耶稣。
But she heard about Jesus.
但是她听说了，就是听到耶稣的事情。
But she trusted him.
她也就是把啊信靠他，相信他。
He said also, you know, there's something very special about this woman we want to talk about too.
那还有一个非常关于这个女人的事情呢，我们也讲一讲。
This woman.At that time, with such a bleeding problem, they usually have very low self-esteem.
那呢，这样子的血漏的妇人呢，在当时呢，就是他们一般都很自卑。
Why? Let's read another Old Testament passage.
为什么呢？我们可以读一下一个旧约的一段经文。
Let's go to Leviticus 15:25-27.
那我们可以翻到利未记十五章。
25-27. Could you read in Chinese and you others read in English?
女人若在经期以外患多日的血漏，或是经期过长，有了漏症，她就因这漏症不洁净，与她在经期不洁净一样。所以在患漏症的日子，所躺的床所做的物都要看为不洁净。与他月经的时候一样，凡摸这些物件的就为不洁净，必不洁净到晚上，并要洗衣服，用水洗澡。
27. 27, you already did?
Yeah.
Okay. You see, here it says everything she touches will become unclean.
那这里讲到呢，所有呢，就是她摸到的东西都要算为不洁净。
According to the Old Testament law, this is unclean.
那呢，这是旧约的律法呢，这些都是不洁净的。
The law, there's a reason. Actually, it's also for hygiene and health.
那呢，神有他的道理，因为这个就是关乎就是干不干净的一个问题。
It's to protect other people and to facilitate healing for this lay and for this sick people.
那呢，这个就是要保护其他人，也能给这个患者的一个环境可以能够得医治。
But late on, along the ages, people make the law to be very strict.
那后来呢，人呢就把这些律法呢，就是变得非常的就是严厉。
People like this, if you have a bleeding problem like this, 12 years, people always think you are unclean.
那呢，就是如果你长期有这样子的血漏的问题呢，别人就是一直都会认为你是一个不洁净的人。
You cannot touch other people.
你不可以触摸别人。
Other people cannot touch you.
别人也不可以触摸你。
Think about that.
啊，你想想看。
But normally maybe it will last for a while, but this lasted for 12 years.
那一般呢，只是通常就是一段时间而已。可是对于这个女人来讲呢，却是12年。
You cannot touch other people.
你不能碰别人的东西，别人。
Even the place you sit, other people think it's unclean.
甚至是你所坐的地方呢，别人也觉得你坐了以后就不洁净。
And whoever touches the things you use, they are unclean.
那些碰了你所碰的东西的人呢，他们也成为了不洁净。
So nobody wants to touch you.
所以没有人呢想要就是触碰你。
Think about a woman, nobody touches her for 12 years.
就想想看
Nobody want to get close to her for 12 years.
就想想看一个女人呢，就是有十二年的时间，没有人想要触摸你，想要靠近你。
According to the law, she know that she should not have touched Jesus.
那呢，根据律法呢，她也知道她是不可以触摸耶稣的。
But she is so desperate. She knows what she need.
可是呢，她是这样子的，就是急。
You know, this is an example this lady know, so desperate. She does not care. If you think I'm unclean, I'm against the law, you know, but I need to be healed.
那这个女人呢，她就是这样子的困难呢，她就甚至都不想到说哦，我不能摸她，不能怎么样。
You know, I don't know. For this lady, in 12 years,Nobody touch her. I don't know if she was married.
那你想看这个女人十二年都没有被人碰过，所以我也不知道她是不是有结婚啊。
according, I should have go back to the language. Language will indicate if it's a married woman or not. I think it's a married woman. Usually use a special word. It's a married woman.
那我觉得她应该是一个结了婚的女人，因为呢，在圣经里边呢，结了婚的女人跟未结婚女人用的词是不一样。
Think about if it's a married woman, but nobody touches you. Your husband does not touch you.
那你想想，如果你是个结婚的女人，可是你的丈夫都不碰你。
Maybe only her parents sometimes touch her.
可能也许只有她父母愿意来触摸她。
Because parents always have a heart for the children, you know.
因为作为父母呢，我们永远都对儿女呢就是有这样子的心。
Parents are not afraid of all sorts of how people think about me, you know. That love will draw parents to the daughter.
那呢，就是作为父母呢，父母不会就是看别人的就是想法看法，他都会就是尽量的靠近他自己的儿女。
You see, that's why she was trembling when Jesus asked her. She was trembling, you know, and scared. Why scared? You get healed. Why scared? Not to rejoice, because she thought she did something she should have not have done.
所以呢，耶稣就问哦，是谁触摸我？他是当时是非常害怕，而不是说很高兴自己已经这个病已经好了。他很害怕，因为他不知道说哎。他其实是他知道他不应该去触摸耶稣。
After she was healed, she said, "How can I touch a prophet? Make him unclean."
他呢洁净以后，他就想，哎呦，我怎么能够触摸一个先知啊，让这个先知成为不洁净的
？You see, sometimes we need to go beyond that. Forget about all these things.
那有的时候
，When you come to the Lord, forget about all this.
那我有时候呢，我们就是要忘记这一些，就是我们来到神的面前，把这些条条框框给放下。
We have a need. We want the Lord to meet that need.
我们有一个需要呢，我们希望主呢能够帮助我们满足这个需要。
You need to be very, very realistic.
我们需要就是非常的真实。
This woman is very desperate and very realistic. She knows what she needs.
那这个女人呢，她是非常有这个需要，所以她也非常的真实，她知道她需要的是什么。
She came to Jesus fear and tremble, but Jesus said a word very, very special to comfort her and affirm her.
那呢，她来到神的面，耶稣面前呢，就是非常的惧怕。可是呢，耶稣呢，就给她讲了一句话来安慰她。
You see, Mark 5:34, how Jesus addressed her.
那呢，这个马可福音呢，三四节呢？这个耶稣怎么回答他呢
？You see, how does Jesus address her? Do you see the word?
你有看到吗？神怎么样来称呼他？耶稣怎么来称呼他
？Yes, what word Jesus used?
什么样的话语他来称呼他什么呢
？His daughter.
他说的是女儿。
Jesus seldom used this word in the whole Bible.
那呢？耶稣呢？在圣经里很少用这个词。
Because he knows that she's scared.
因为他知道他很害怕。
He said, "You are my daughter."
他说，哦，你是我的女儿。
I'm your father.
我是你的父。
Don't be scared.
不要害怕。
You won't make me unclean.
你不会让我成为不洁净。
Don't worry.
不要担心。
You need my love. You need to be healed.
你需要我的爱，你需要得医治。
So this is such a wonderful story to tell us.We need to forget about all these things, you know, these rituals and things.
那这个事情呢，就告诉我们，我们有的时候需要忘记这些，就是条条框框，这些约束我们的东西。
We need to come to Jesus with that desperation and that desire.
我们需要以这样子渴慕的心呢，来到耶稣的面前。
You see, many of us, sometimes we might have a low self-esteem.
那很多人呢，我们有的时候说，就是好像很自卑。
Sometimes the enemy might accuse you.
那有的时候呢，就是撒旦呢，仇敌呢，可能会控告你。
The enemy says you are not worthy of Jesus' miracles.
跟你说啊，你不配得耶稣的这个神迹。
You know, you are unclean.
因为你是不洁净的。
But Jesus does not think that way.
但是耶稣呢，不这么认为。
Jesus says, "My daughter, my son."
耶稣说你是我的女儿，你是我的儿子。
Your faith healed you.
你的信心呢救了你。
You see, in contrast, right after this story, something else happened.
那呢第另外一个呢就是接着这个事情又发生一件事情，正好相反的一件事。
This is something we need to learn.
那我们需要学习的一件事。
It's the opposite.
是正好相反的。
And the beginning of chapter 6, and we can read from 1 to 6.
那呢是马可福音的第六章一到六节。我读。
Yeah,
耶稣离开那里，来到自己的家乡，门徒也跟从他。到了安息日，他在会堂里教训人，众人听见就甚稀奇，说这人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧？他手所做的是何等的异能？这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们不也是在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。耶稣对他们说，大凡先知除了本地亲属本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上医好治好他们。他也诧异他们不信，就往周围乡村教训人去了。
You see, here's an incident right after that story happened.
那呢这是一个就是刚才雪洛夫人之后的一个事情发生。
It's a totally opposite.
那正好是与刚才讲的是相反的一件事情。
You think about that, these people from Jesus' hometown and their relatives, they're supposed to know Jesus and very close to Jesus.
那你想看这些就是跟耶稣家乡的人，他们的家耶稣的亲戚，理论上来说呢，他应该是非常了解耶稣这个人的。
But Bible said Jesus was amazed of their lack of faith.He was not able to perform miracles.
可是呢，在这里呢，耶稣说呢，圣经说呢，耶稣也诧异他们的不信，所以呢，他在那里没有办法行神迹奇事。
The verse 5 says he could not do any miracles.
那这个第五节他就说呢，他在那里不得行什么异能。
The original text says he's not able. Basically, something stopped him doing it.
那呢在原文里讲的是他就是不能行出来，反正是有些东西阻拦了耶稣，以至于他不能行这个神迹。
Because any miracles, anything God do is related to faith.
因为呢我关于医治神迹奇事呢是要关乎我们的信心。
You see, these people, they're supposed to know Jesus really well.
那这些人呢理论上来说呢他们应该是非常了解耶稣的。
Actually, they do.
其实他们确实是了解耶稣。
But they look at Jesus with an old lens.
可是他们用一个就是旧有的一个眼光来看耶稣。
You know, here we have a lot of people have a church background, or things like how we heard about Jesus, the stories, education.
那这里的我们现在这里的人呢，很多人都有就是一些对耶稣的了解，也是从教会走出来的，也非常了解圣经。
You know, when we were in China, when we were kids, we were educated. The Christianity is a opium to kill our people. So we never dare not to step into any church those days.
那当我当时成长的年代呢，就是我们的教育就是，宗教就是西方人的那个鸦片来迷惑我们的，所以当时我们都不敢走进教会。
So your knowledge, past knowledge, hinders us.
那所以呢，我们过往的一些知识呢，就会阻拦我们。
Even the teachings in the church today sometimes also hinders us.
那甚至于呢，教会现在的一些讲道呢，也会来阻拦我们。
We met many people. They said they were Christian, but not going to the church anymore. Somehow, something happened to the church. Either it's their own problem, either church problem. They caused them to stumble.
那呢有些人他就说啊、我原来是去教会的，后来呢就不再去教会，有的时候可能是这个教会或者是他自己的一些问题呢阻拦了他。
So you see here, these people are too familiar with Jesus to believe.
那呢这里讲的这群人呢就是因为他们太了解耶稣了，以至于呢他们没有办法信。
Oh, this man grew up with us, suddenly he became a prophet. How?
他们就想说，哎，这个人不是跟我们一起长大的吗？他怎么现在突然变先知了？
You know, sometimes we have a brother suddenly becomes very rich. How? How come?
那可能有的时候
I'm much smarter than him.
我们的弟弟，我们哥哥，哎，突然变得比我们有钱了，为什么呢？我们就会想，他我比他还聪明呀。
But if you feel Elon Musk get richer, then say, yeah, this is a great man. But if your brother get richer, how come? No way!
那你说 Elon Musk 他变得突然有钱了，你就说啊，是啊，他是一个很厉害的人。可是我自己的弟弟，我的哥哥突然变有钱了，我就想了，怎么会这样子呢？
So your brother is astonished. How come they think this way?
那你的弟兄就想，哎呀，你怎么会这样想我呢？
I'm smarter than Elon Musk.
我比 Elon Musk 还聪明了。
Okay, so you see, Jesus was, he said, oh boy, these guys, they don't respect me, my hometown.
那这个耶稣他就很诧异，说，哎呦，我这个家乡里的人，他们都不尊重我呀。
Do you think anything would surprise Jesus?
你觉得有什么东西会使耶稣诧异的吗？
But here, he was surprised.
在这里呢，耶稣他是诧异了。
Because something is really, really unexpected.
因为呢，有些东西是他没有意想到的。
So he couldn't perform miracles.
所以他不能行神迹。
Except laying hands on a few sick people get healed.
以至于只有呢，就是几个生病的人呢，他就是按手祷告。
Basically, he didn't perform much miracles in his hometown. He performed a lot somewhere else.
那就是说他在他自己的家乡呢没有什么行神迹奇事，反倒在别的地方呢行了很多神迹奇事。
Today, do we want to make our church Jesus' hometown?
我们想不想让我们的教会成为耶稣的这个家乡呢？
Yes or no?
是还是不是？
Yes, because we really have to make a home for him.
那是的，我们需要在这里呢为他呢建立他的家。
No, is that we will not look at him as a familiar eyes, too familiar.
可是呢，相同的，我们不想看他好像一个太熟悉的一个面孔。
Now you just, you know, I met many people. They grew up from church. They play guitar when they were kids. When I talk about Jesus, they know much better than me because I came to Jesus when I was 30. They come to the church when they were baby.
那有的时候我就遇到一些人啊，哎呀，他们就是在教会里唱歌啊，就是他们非常了解神，甚至比我了解更多。因为呢，我是30岁的时候才认识神，可是他们在 baby 的时候，他们就已经认识耶稣了。
When I talk to them, yeah, Jesus on the die, the cross for our sin and your sin. That's right.
跟他讲的时候，他们说是的，耶稣在十字架上为我们钉死了，我们都知道。
But they actually don't believe because it's too familiar.
可是他们却不相信，因为
it's a familiar story.
可是他们却不信，因为呢，这是对他们来说就是好像一个太熟悉的一个故事。
It's a Christmas story.
啊，是一个圣诞节的故事。
It's far there, 2,000 years ago.
啊，离他们太远了，这是2000年前的故事。
So we need to be careful. We will not fall into that mood.
所以我们要非常小心，我不要就是落到这样的境。
So why it is written here? Because it's important for us to know.
为什么在这里提到呢？因为这个对我们非常重要，我们需要知道。
Don't make church to be like Jesus' hometown.
不要让我们教会呢成为就像耶稣的这个家乡一样。
We need to make church as his home.
我们要让教会呢成为神的家。
You know, hometown and home is a little bit different.
那那个家乡呢，跟家呢，还是有一些区别的。
So we need to be like this woman.
我们需要像这个血肉的妇人。
With a fresh desire, fresh look.
有一个就是新鲜的一个渴慕，一个对神新鲜的一个看法。
Every day we say, Lord, I want to know you more.
每一天都来到神面前说，哦，神啊，我想要更多的认识你。
This should be our attitude.
但是这个要成为我们的一个，就是一个一个态度。
Okay, let's stand up and pray.
我们一起站起来，我们祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主天上的父，我们感谢你。
Thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to us.
谢谢你差派耶稣来到我们中间。
Lord, we need to admit sometimes we are too familiar.
我们要向你承认，有的时候我们太了熟悉耶稣。
And sometimes we are numb to the messages.
有的时候我们对这个信息呢，就是麻木。
We're not sensitive to the messages.
我们对这个讲的信息呢，不再敏感。
Now, Lord, we say, Lord, refresh us with your spirit once again.
主啊，我们再次向你祷告，神呢，就是，用你的圣灵来，来更新我们。
We want to look at you with the new eyes.
我们希望以新的眼光来看你。
Oh, with the real biblical eyes.
用一个真正圣经的角度来看你。
Just like this woman.
就像这个妇人。
Just like my friend.
就像我的朋友。
And to cry to God.Yes, no matter we have maybe it's too serious situation or not, we want to trust you.
不管是我们有没有这样子的困难，我们都要来信靠你。
Lord, we just right now, you just keep increase our faith.
帮助我们增加我们的信心。
And you clean our unclean thoughts.
也洁净我们那些不洁净的心思意念。
Especially you clean our those unfamiliarity.
特别是洁净我们
familiarity.
特别是洁净我们那个对你太熟悉的这一面
So that we can continue to fear you and trust you.
以至于我们可以继续的来敬畏你
We can still have a teachable heart.
让我们有一个能够受教的心
Make us always teachable.
让我们永远都是能够受教的
A tender heart.
Soft
heart, humble heart,
an
honest heart.
一个诚实的心
So your Holy Spirit can work in us.
至于你的圣灵可以在我们里边来工作
Lord, we are with such anticipation. We want to experience more of your miracles.
我们有这样的期待，我们愿意更多来经历你的神迹。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
奉我们耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.